Today's Best Country, Froggy 101. I'm Crockett. As Guitars and Stars is happening, we're getting ready also for our after party. We've got Patrick here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, after party, you look like you're ready to party. Let me give everybody, you have camo pants on, Harley Davidson crop top. They're not snakeskin, but they are a cowboy boot. Ostrich. Yep. So, and aviators, giant aviators.
Hey, and you can't forget. And the
giant, and a giant belt buckle. So it's safe to say you know how to party.
Oh, yeah.
So the after party, we're going to be rocking it.
Absolutely.
Now, see, here's the thing. You've got Golden Child right now. Great song on the radio. It's a little mellow. Do you have some rockers in the arsenal?
Oh, buddy, I got some rippers up my sleeve.
You know how to rip a bar down, right?
Absolutely.
So, Golden Child, what a great song. It's just, well, you could tell us what it is.
I wrote it from the perspective of, you know, if I could give my younger self some advice. And, you know, over the years, as I've been chasing this dream, I've learned a lot, and I've also kind of gotten to get a peek behind the curtain. And you know, I think where I've landed is that, you know, while I'm fighting for this dream, I want to do it the right way. You know, not all success is good success. And when I get to the top of the mountain I'm climbing, I want to feel good about how I got there.
Now, you're from a small town?
It's not really small anymore, but it was pretty small and rural when I was there.
Okay, so where's home?
Nashville.
Nashville. So Nashville your whole life?
Oh, no. I'm not born and raised.
Oh, where were you born at?
I was born in southern Ontario, a little town called Bowmanville.
Oh, so Canadian. Yes. Now, when you say about, does it still come out a boot?
No, I think
you shook
I lost. I've been living down in Nashville for about 8.5 years now.
You lost it that quick, huh?
Yeah, I still say A. I held on to that.
So the Canadians can still hang strong to that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So I grew up in South Jersey, and they have a terrible accent. It's real ugly. Water, basketball, bathroom.
My guitar players from
Jersey. And I shook that when I moved to West Virginia. Uh-huh. And coming back here, every once in a while I'll slip out, and people are like, what is that? I'm like, it's...
It can come back quickly. I mean, if I go home for a little bit and I'm hanging around my family, Mitchell can always tell.
Again?
When I come back, yeah.
So when I get angry, that's when it comes out. Mm-hmm. When you get angry, is that when it comes out or just slip out in conversation? Like, does Mitchell know he's in trouble because the accent comes out?
No, I mean, Mitchell knows he's in trouble because I can just kind of give him a look.
Oh, you give the look. You don't throw a middle name or a boot at him.
If I throw out the full name, then that's
he also knows.
Good. Yeah.
So if anybody, you get your full name tonight, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
We love having you here. We love the after party. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.